Right now, last time I looked, it was 2-0, trying to make it 2-0 to start the season, which would be great. Can't wait for them to come home next Friday. We'll be going there. Original Brewer and I will be there. But I, you know, I was trying to come up with a theme for the weekend, and, you know, I've been hearing a lot about Canada lately, and so I thought I would just pick some of my favorite Canadian musicians and artists and play all their songs, because, you know, you can't always blame Canada.
Changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society? Or should we blame the images on TV? Anyways,
my son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches, or should we blame the fire, or the doctors who allowed him to expire?
No,
blame Canada, blame Canada,
with all their hockey hullabaloo,
and that slut Ryan Reynolds too.
Mean pride.
again, friend of a friend. I knew you were. Our common goal was waiting for the world to end. Now that the truth is just a rule that you command, you crack the whip, shape shift and trick.
Canada's own Metric there with the song Black Sheep from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. And a little bit of nice little trivia for you there. That version, Brie Larson, that's right, Captain Marvel. Brie Larson is the one singing on that track. She was born in Sacramento, but she has dual citizenship. She's also from Canada. Her dad is Canadian. So it fits. It works. So that was Metric, the Canadian band, with Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, singing their song Black Sheep from the amazing movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Before that, we had the quintessential Rush song Tom Sawyer Had to Do It, because it was following Cartman and the South Park crew with Blame Canada. And that's the theme of the show today. We've got all Canadian musicians for you, Canadian artists, until 4 o'clock on the ES Beats O Canada show. Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. It's pretty crazy. We've got a lot of regular listeners, which is wonderful. Before I do that, just so everyone knows, it is the middle of the fourth and the Giants are still up 2-1. That's your score check. Although I know most people are probably watching. Oh, Vorsey Tigers in the chat room. My goodness, I thought they were not able to join. It's good to see you there, Vorzy Tigers. So, yeah, we are here, and we are doing O Canada for the next 2 hours. But no one's, I don't think anyone's tuned in from Canada, ironically. But we've got folks all over. You know, it was a big birthday week for quite a few people in my life. And so last weekend we had a happy birthday, Jan. That's J-A-N, because Jen, Nathan, and original brewer, Allie, excuse me, had to, they had their birthday party last week. So it was Jan. And it's Jen's birthday yesterday. She's down in Palm Springs with her mom and her husband, DJ Nathan, and close friends, and they're having an absolute blast. I'm loving seeing all the photos there. DJ Original Brewer is celebrating her birthday in New York with one of her longest-term friends and closest friends, even though she's no longer living here. DJ Allie Power flew in from Texas into New York to be with Original Brewer this weekend, and they're having an absolute blast. They went to go see the play Death Becomes Her last night. I hope it was better than the movie. I think I'm one of the few people that thought that movie was terrible, but I'm sure the play was wonderful. I heard the special effects are great. And then DJ Adame is not even in Boston. She's in D.C. this weekend. She's covering the Cherry Blossom Festival, and it's been great seeing the reports coming out of there and lots of photos. And so, yeah, everyone's everywhere all at once. And Vorzy Tigers had to come back home. So you're stuck with me, buddy. It's just me and you. All right, calm down out there with your horns. Someone's getting horny outside with the car. And, yeah, I'm DJ ESB. I'm going to be playing all Canadian artists today for O Canada. They've been in the news a lot lately. I thought it'd be kind of nice to celebrate some of the music. And so we've already had Neil Young. We started that very early with Neil Young. And then we had the South Park folks telling people to blame Canada. Then we had Tom Sawyer from Rush. We had Metrix with Black Sheep, and, you know, without Canada, there's no Lover Boy. Toodles.
Looking at you. Oh, everyone's Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious, baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate, and I'm gonna get me some land.
bar, hanging on the wire, sucking up to someone just to stoke the fire, picking out the highlights of the scenery. Saw a little cloud and looked a little like me. I had my hands in the river, my feet back up on the banks, looked up to the Lord above and said, hey man, thanks. Sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I know exactly what you mean. She said, I swear to God, she said. Wanna swim.
Legendary The Tragically Hip from Canada there with New Orleans is Sinking. Here on ES Beats, I'm DJ ES Beats. Someone is going a little crazy outside. I might have to shut the door. I hear shouting. It's okay. So yeah, we're listening to O Canada today. It's all Canadian tunes, all Canadian artists. That last one, we kicked things off, that last block with Love a Boy and Working for the Weekend. In the middle, we had the divine Shania Twain with Gonna Get You Good. And then, like I said, we had the Tragically Hip with New Orleans is Sinking. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. It could be DC, could be New Zealand, could be the north of England, could be anywhere. But wherever you are, I'm really glad you are taking some time out of your day to listen to me. It means a lot, and I really appreciate it. I'm in the studio alone. DJ Q-Nut is listening at home. Hello, darling. Hope you're doing well there. And this next block actually is for DJ Q-Nut and DJ Adame. So I put these songs together. Again, we're celebrating all things Canada Day, all musicians from Canada. So the first song is for DJ Adame, but I have a feeling DJ Grandma is going to love it too. The second song is for DJ Q-Nut, but I think DJ Adame is going to like it too. And then the last one is for both of them. So here we go. Here is a little block for the most amazing girls on the planet, DJ Adame and DJ Q-Nut. Toodles.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weep, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds I recall with love that we, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love. Life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now. Life's illusions, I recall, I really don't know life at all. I've looked at life from both sides now, and up and down, and still I recall, I really don't know life at all.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh, let me redeem or redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Sorry, yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say?
trying to get you back on me.
That was a fun block there. I love those three songs. That was great. That was for DJ Anime and DJ Q-Nut, two of the best young women you could ever meet. And, yeah, the first one was Joni Mitchell. It's so funny because DJ Grandma passed on Joni Mitchell to me, and I don't think I passed it on to Anime. I think I played a couple of songs when she was little. We used to listen to Big Yellow Taxi. And Both Sides Now, but she discovered that on her own. She definitely went down that Joni Mitchell rabbit hole. So now DJ Anime is flying the flag for Joni, which is awesome. Canada's own. In the middle there, we had the Biebs, Justin Bieber. Where else but RadioValencia.fm can you go from Joni to the Biebs to Avril Lavigne? That was pretty awesome. So yeah, all Canada's. It's the show today is ES Beats O Canada. And it's all some of my favorite Canadian artists and some of their songs. So, yeah, we had Joni Mitchell, Justin Bieber, and Avril Lavigne in that last block. So it's pretty amazing when you start playing. You can pick any country and then just pick artists from that country. And there's always a great two-hour show, no matter what the country is. And today we're doing Canada. This next band, I haven't played them a lot on ES Beats over the years, but they are, and I don't talk about them a lot either, but they're one of my favorite bands. I have all their albums. They just happen to be from Canada. And I'm going to play my favorite song by them. It's the first song that this is how I discovered them, is this song. And I just, everything about this song I love. The band is called Stars, and the song is called Your Ex-Lover Is Dead. Toodles.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Thank you. there's nothing to say. We'll be right back. habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
Toronto's own Martha and the Muffins there with Echo Beach, their hit single, but their biggest hit actually in their career. They've been around since 77. That came out in 1980, and it was the one that made it into all the charts around the world with Echo Beach, and it was Martha and the Muffins. Before that, with Bare Naked Ladies with The Old Apartment, and at the very beginning, we had Stars, Your Ex-Lover is Dead. And these are all Canadian artists. It's ES Beats O Canada today. We've crammed a lot into that first hour. I think it's because I started 10 minutes earlier. So I might have to find a couple more songs, but don't worry. We've got plenty of music for you. It's going to be great. It's been fun putting the show together. It's always fun. So we're here every Saturday from 2 till 4. We've been doing this for 6 years now, which is crazy. Usually you're not just stuck with me, and I apologize for that for anyone tuning in for the first time. But usually there's a much, much better and much more flattering DJ. Her name is DJ Original Brewer. She's the better half, and on very rare occasions, it used to be a little more common when they were younger, but on rare occasions you'll have the real stars of the show, DJs Q-Nut and Adame, but they are otherwise indisposed most of the time. DJ Adame is on the other side of the country. She's buggered off to Boston, although she's in DC this weekend tuning in, which is great. Hi, darling. And then DJ Q-Nut's at home. She's getting ready for, I think they're all getting together tomorrow. They're going to go out and have some fun. And so she's just taking it easy at home, getting ready for that. We've been home alone, just the two of us this week, with DJ Original Brewer out in New York, which has been really fun. I'm a bit of an idiot dad, so sometimes it can be a little too annoying. But we had a lot of fun. We went to the movies yesterday. We went to go see a brand new, it was a really messed up film. I thought it was great. I think Q-Nut liked it, but I don't think she liked it as much as I did. It was called Death of a Unicorn. And it's out there, man. It's really out there. But I like how they just go with it for a big budget movie, for them to really lean into it the way they do. It is absurd, truly absurd film. But it was great. And Will Poulter steals every scene he is in. It's amazing that he's an English actor, because he plays an American so well. But in this particular film, if you've ever seen Succession, He's basically every sibling from Succession in one person. It's pretty funny. Anyway, I'm digressing tremendously here. Death of a Unicorn, go see it. We really liked it. We had a lot of fun here at the Alamo here in San Francisco. Right around the corner from RadioValencia.fm, which is what you're listening to. I'm DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. And I'm going to play a long one for you here. It's a slow one. It picks up a little bit, but his voice is sublime. Again, he's Canadian. You love him. And this song was huge from the soundtrack to Natural Born Killers. Probably my favorite thing about the movie was the soundtrack. And this song was a huge hit when it came out. Here's Leonard Cohen. Waiting for the Miracle. Toodles.
Left to do when you're big.